And we are back
from New Orleans.
From New Orleans. From the PCA 2026. Nailed it that time.
Hey, baby.
Got it.
Good job.
Yay.
And we were just talking about Marifel cigars and how much we loved them. And Rich brought up some of the crap that we got to smoke, too.
I did.
We're not going to talk about the crap that we got to smoke, but let's talk about, there's negatives with positives, okay, right?
Here we'll talk about a negative.
Let's have a negative, and it's not the argument that me and Robert got into.
No. This is the negative. And I won't talk about names, but Robert was there. You know, we went up to one guy, and he had a cigar that Robert smoked before.
I know this story.
And I said, oh, that's interesting. You know, I thought that would be a good something to talk about. So I go up to the guy, you know, when you're at PCA, you're always being careful not to step into a sale because that's what they're there to do.
Don't interrupt them.
So I went up there and started talking to the guy and just like, hey, yeah, we'd like to talk to you about your cigars, this, that, and the other. The guy was a jerk, man. He just was like, well, how many Instagram followers do you have? I'm like, well, I don't know, you know, and just, he's like, well, what does this do for me? That's what he said. What does that do for me?
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, whatever. And I was polite to him. But, you know, that kind of shows you some of the negativity that can come from some of these manufacturers. And it's not like the guy's a big manufacturer.
He's a newer manufacturer. Mm-hmm. He may not be a manufacturer. He's a newer brand.
Newer brand, yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad that I wasn't standing there because I would have said something.
Probably.
And that, because that's BS.
Yeah. I mean, he's on the perimeter of the whole PCA, any attention he gets should be positive attention.
Anything's positive attention. And it's like, we're here for you guys. Are we there for free cigars? Yeah, absolutely. Who's not there for free cigars?
Absolutely.
But we're there for free cigars for content to help you.
I could be talking about their cigar right now. Instead, I'm talking about what a jerk he is.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the brands that we just won't deal with.
Yep.
You know, and that's okay. Justin, do you have any negative experience? Because you were all smiles all weekend.
Yeah, I mean, some of the producers, especially one of the really popular ones that won't be named, were pretty dismissive and rude, but they think they're rock stars right now, and right now they are. But time is fickle.
That's right. We don't escape time. Robert, what did you think?
That was the main one. Overall, I think it was a pretty positive experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, my BS meter didn't go off very much when people were talking about their product, you know.
Yeah. And his meter is very sensitive.
Very sensitive.
Yeah, he is very sensitive. That's for sure.
I just got it calibrated before I went to PCA. Yeah,
just don't tell him anything twice.
I'd say overall, though, everyone we talked to was great.
Yeah.
Everyone, like, we interviewed and we talked to. So we've got a lot of interviews coming out. We're going to be posting on our social media. So look out for those.
And if you're not following us on Instagram, Sip, Suds, and Smokes on Instagram, give us a like, follow, hit that button.
And they're a little longer, 5-10 minutes, but it's worth it. We get a lot of good information from these guys, get to know the manufacturers and the brands.
And we did have some technical difficulties, so some of the sound might be a little weird, but just bear with us because we're learning.
Yeah.
You know, they think 14 seasons, we might be learned already. But.
And I think Jeremy gave us a little TMI.
Yeah. Oh, Jeremy, you got to listen to that Wildfire episode. That's what's up. All right, Justin, tell us about your cigar.
So I had the privilege to smoke Foundation Cigars, the Wise Man. It was a blue label, and it's known as the El Quince.
It's the Corojo.
Yeah, means the wise man. It draws its name from one of Nicaragua's oldest and most important cultural works. It was basically a play where he's giving the middle finger to the tax man. I had to summarize in one sentence.
We should all do that.
Something I could appreciate. And it was created as a tribute to Nicaragua's culture, art, and tobacco, bringing together tradition, history, and craftsmanship into a single expression. It was a Nicaraguan Corojo from 99, and the binder was Esteli and Jalapa. The filler was Esteli, Condega, and Jalapa. And man, I really enjoyed this stick. It brought together the best of flat Diet Cherry Coke and a caramel candy in a cigar.
Make me hungry.
And it blew my mind. Did any of you guys get to try this one?
I have smoked many of these.
Yes. This is definitely a go-to.
Yeah.
It's a staple.
Foundation is very foundational in our humidors.
Ooh, see what you did
it
there.
It is the cornerstone of our humidors. Yeah. So what are we going to rate, guys?
Cinco.
You're going to have fives across. It's an all five episode, folks. All right. We don't have a whole lot of time left, but I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit. And overall take a PCA in 30 seconds. Rich, go.
Oh, well, seeing this was, what, number three for me?
Yeah.
It was pretty good. I think definitely seeing the thing I liked about the going to PCA is learning about the industry and what's happening in the industry. So I just kind of feel like more part of. But overall, it's a great experience. A lot of fun. They really know how to throw a party.
I mean, yeah. Robert?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I really enjoy New Orleans. That's the second time I've been there. Had a great time there. Would love to go back to New Orleans, but it's going to be in Vegas next year. Loved getting to know the people behind the industry and just seeing the sincerity behind what they're doing. There's a earnestness about what they do that they all get along for the most part.
Yeah.
It's awesome to see that. Hit your brick and mortar up. A lot of those guys were there ordering stuff for you guys, listeners. So go there, support your brick and mortar, and get cigars from these guys.
Justin?
It was one of the best cigar-focused weekends of my life.
Yeah?
Came with the right mindset, met really fun people. And from the morning to the night, I'm smoking with cool people that know a hell of a lot more about cigars than I do, and I learned so much.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Hot take for me would be, you know, it seemed like attendance was down this year, but in actuality, attendance was not down. I think because it was in a different hall that it was laid out a little larger. It appeared that way. So with it being larger, you weren't as congested with people. Vegas gets real packed real quick, full of people all over. So I'm looking forward to Vegas this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Next year.
And I did have a chance, you know, I always ask how they're doing sales-wise, and they said their sales were good.
A lot of people were saying it was really good.
Yeah, a lot of good sales. Well, I've heard that for some brands, sales were up, and for some brands, sales were down. So that's going to be across the board anyway. But overall, you know, PCA is our favorite experience to do. We're going to try to get Inner Tobacco sometime or Pro Cigar Festival or do some of these other cigar-centered festivals this coming year, but we'll see what the cookie crumbles and how it works out for us. But listen, I want to take time to just thank everybody for listening and thank everybody for being here. So good old boy, Rich, thank you for being here.
As always.
Yeah. And good old boy, Robert, thank you for being here.
Right on.
And good old boy, Justin, thank you for being here.
Are there.
Thank you so much for bringing me in.
And now I'm just going to continue talking because they've already said goodbye. So let me tell you more about what I think about PCA.
It's all part of the plan.
Listen, tip your waitress, have a good time, smoke good cigars, and don't forget to keep on smoking. And this is good old boy Barger telling you, keep smoking no matter what it is. Enjoy good cigars because life's too short for bad ones. Thank you all for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle, @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Suntan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from Burnaby.
Thank you. This is Bird Noir. I'm Private Eye Michael Stein. Spring was in the air when I got a call from my neighbor, Ms. Wiganwax, about a frightful sighting.
Oh, Michael, I was just sitting on the porch when I thought I saw a snake flying into my new nest box. Maybe my mind is playing tricks on me, but I'm worried about the birds.
That does sound shocking, Ms. Wiganwax. Now, do you know if any birds are using the nest box?
Why, yes. A lovely pair of great crested flycatchers.
Uh-huh. Well, those great crested flycatchers aren't being attacked by a snake with wings. They're building a nest and using shed snake skin to scare away intruders. Cavity nests are often raided by hungry rodents, but a little bit of snake skin may trick would-be egg eaters into thinking that they're on the menu instead.
Oh, thank you, Michael. It's good to know that my flycatchers and their chicks will be safe.
If only home security were that simple for humans. Well, for more bird mysteries, go to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein, Private Eye.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Research shows that electric vehicles are far less likely to catch fire than gas-powered cars. But firefighters must be prepared even for unlikely events. So Jack Foltz of Safety and Security Consultation Specialists provides EV safety training to first responders in his home state of Minnesota and beyond. In his classes, he teaches trainees how EVs work.
A lot of the responders don't understand how these vehicles are put together, the amount of safeties that are built into them. They're actually an extremely safe vehicle.
Then they learn how to respond to emergencies involving EVs. They're shown how to disable the cars and what to do in the rare case an EV does catch fire.
The tactics we need to use to extinguish or control this fire are different than what we're used to using on an internal combustion engine car.
For example, he says firefighters must know where an EV battery is housed.
Most commonly, it is underneath the car, so just trying to cool that.
Volt says that as EVs rapidly gain popularity, first responders need to know how to handle them.
If we know the hazards and we know how to control them, we can be very safe when we're working with any incident.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Thank you. it's Eboshi.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do? Take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's. You know what I like? Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Bernie B.C.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. We're listening to CJ.